Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs is coming home. They examined her at the Heatherton Hospital this morning and said that she could leave. The ordeal of the accident is now behind her. Behind her, too, the suffering caused by her injuries and the tragedy of her fiancé, Barry Carlton's, death. Today is Penny's last day as a patient, and in her room, Nurse Angela Brill says to her,
Penny, we're going to try something now, something we should have tried several days ago, but we didn't know you'd fare so well in the examination.
Try what, Angela?
Well, you've been sitting up for days with no ill effects, so now we're going to try letting you walk.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It might not be, Penny. Just a few steps at first.
No, sir, I can do better than a few steps, Angela.
Don't you dare try. Are you ready for a few steps now?
Oh, you bet I am.
Oh, no, not so fast, Penny. In just a minute. You mustn't try this alone. Here, take hold of my arm.
All right, if I have to.
You'll want to once you're on your feet. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now take a good firm grip on my arm and lean on me all you want. Wait, here. I'll let you up a little.
All right.
There. How does it feel to stand up?
Oh, a little strange.
Do you still think you can dance across the room and back again?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't think you would. Now, take a step. Just a small one.
All right.
There. Now another.
Oh, I'm not very sure of myself, am I?
No one would expect you to be. Another step now.
All right. Oh, I took two of them, Angela.
Don't overdo it, please. Now, lean on me, Penny.
Oh, I'm afraid I'll have to.
This is almost like learning to walk all over again, isn't it?
It's more than almost. I feel as though I've never walked in my life before.
Well, you'll be all right again in 4 or 5 days, or a week at the most. Now, let's turn around and go back to your chair again.
Yeah, I think we'd better.
Careful now. Don't let go of me.
I'd like to try a few steps alone, Angela.
Not this time. Maybe later.
Maybe you're right. Oh, that chair looks good.
Don't hurry to it, Penny. Slow steps now. Slow. That's right. Now hold on to me while you lower yourself here in the chair.
I never knew a few steps could be such a problem. It's awfully good to sit down again.
Penny, you don't feel faint, do you?
No, just a little out of breath. I had no idea I was so weak.
You'll get stronger every day. A week from now, you'll be walking around as if nothing had ever been the matter.
I hope so.
You will be. Being home will help as much as anything else.
Well, I suppose so. Angela.
Yes?
You and Dr. Evans have been awfully nice to me. I'm very grateful for all he's done. And I do feel very close to you.
I hope just because you're leaving us, it won't mean it's the last we'll see of you, Penny. I'll miss you terribly.
Well, I'll miss you, too. I'm dying to get out of this place. I'm sick of it. I want to get out of it, but I'll still miss you.
Maybe we'll see each other from time to time, always.
I hope so. I'd like that.
When I'm off duty, I'll try to come up and see you. Would that be all right?
I'd be disappointed if you didn't. Because, Angela, I'm going to need somebody to talk to when I'm home.
I'm sure you'll find a lot of people to talk to.
No. No, not the way I'd like to talk. Not the things I want to talk about. I can tell you, Angela, because I know you understand. Much as I want to get out of here, I dread going home. The very thought of it terrifies me.
I think I know why.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. You're the only one who does. That's why I felt I could tell you, Angela. You know why I dread it. Because the worst is yet to come. Didn't you ever stop remembering?
No, Penny. And I haven't to this day. But the memories are dulled, and when I look at a dance card or pressed flower now, I remember how sweet he was, and not that he's gone.
If I could only forget that Barry's gone. But I guess I'll never be able to do it. Not at home. Every time the doorbell rings, I'll think of all the times that Barry rang. Every time I look out of my bedroom window, I'll look toward the corner and wait to see his car turn into the street. Every time I see a mountain, and I can see the mountains from my bedroom window, I'll remember that Barry and I were going to live on one way up where the morning clouds were far below us.
Not always, Penny, but for a while. But that while is going to seem like an eternity, I know.
Angela, maybe I shouldn't go home.
You have to, sometime. No matter when you go, it'll be just as painful. I think it's better to go home and get it over with. The sooner you get it over with, the sooner you'll be back to normal and stop seeing ghosts.
That's what I'm afraid of. Ghosts and everything I see and do in every room at every turn. Everything around me holds a memory of him.
A sweet memory one day. Penny, however sad it might be now.
Angela, it's worse than sad. It's frightening. I don't mean that I'm afraid of Barry. It isn't that. But I'm afraid of myself. What will those memories and reminders do to me? How can I have his death recall to me and not die inside myself?
You will die inside, Penny, 1,000 times, but that'll change and pretty soon you'll forget. Not Barry, but the sadness that goes with remembering him. Believe me, I went through it all with Robert. Go home, Penny. Try to make the best of it.
You think I'll be able to get through it all right?
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I suppose if you can get through it, I don't know why I can't.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I say it, but I don't know whether or not I'll be able to do it.
Of course you will. And if I can help you in any
Angela,
way...
Angela, I may need your help, but I don't want to put you to trouble. You've done much more than your share for me already.
I want to keep on doing all I can. Please let me. The weeks and months ahead of you are going to be difficult to face alone.
Oh, I'll have to face them, though, Angela. It's a strange thing, but all our lives, we're all alone. No matter how many people there are around us, we're alone inside. We're something apart from everyone and everything in the world. When we're in trouble, we're more alone than ever. Oh, Angela, I may ask you to help me, but no one can help me if I can't first find some way to help myself.
Nora, I'll finish vacuuming Penny's room. You've done enough,
oh,
dear.
Oh, it's all done, Mrs. Billings, except for this little bit.
Maybe that's why I offered to finish it for you.
Well, I haven't touched the rest of the house. There, it's all done in here.
Oh, I spoke too soon, didn't I?
Oh, I know you're going to the hospital, Mrs. Billings. I was just joking.
Oh, I'm not going till this afternoon, so I'm going to help out today. I know you want the house sparkling for Penny.
Oh, Crickets, I do want it to look nice for you, too. Oh, when's Penny coming home tomorrow?
I think so. I won't know definitely until I see Dr. Weston this afternoon.
Oh, I hope it's tomorrow. She must be awfully anxious to get home.
Oh, I don't know, Nora. I'm not so sure about that.
Well, Crickets, why not?
Well, she's not coming back to the things she left. Oh, we're the same. The house is the same. Sights and sounds are the same, but she'll look at them differently, and they'll have new meanings for her.
I know why, too. Because Barry's gone.
Because Barry's gone, and all her hopes are gone. She's going to have a very hard time adjusting herself to life without him, Nora. It's going to be such a, well, such a trying ordeal.
I know. Oh, Freddie and Johnny Keith and I were talking about sending Penny away on a trip with me, but, well, I won't be able to go now, so
well,
I guess...
Penny won't go anywhere, you know that. And she has to stay here, or near here, till she's ready to have something done about her face.
Oh, Cricket, that's right. Really isn't going to be a very exciting homecoming for her, is it?
No, I'm afraid not, dear.
I guess I'm selfish or something. I'm so happy about, well, about things that, well, I sort of forget that other people are sad. With Penny so unhappy, I don't see why I have a right to...
Oh, it's the old story, Nora. The balance of good and bad, of new and old, of life and death. You have every right to be happy, dear, because it's your turn for happiness. And Penny's turn for unhappiness.
I know we all have to have a share of good and bad, but it just seems that Penny's never had her share of good. Life has always brought her close to happiness, and then some way or another, taken it away from her. There doesn't seem to be any reason for it.
But there is, Nora. There's a reason for everything that happens to us, good and bad alike. But trying to see the reason for Penny's ill fortune isn't our problem. Our problem is to help her when she gets home.
I know what you mean by help, too, Mrs. Billings. But what can we do? Just being cheerful around her isn't going to make her feel better.
Well, what we have to do is to take her mind off the one thing it'll dwell on constantly.
But, Mrs. Billings, you know she'll never stop thinking about it.
She'll have to stop thinking about it, Nora, because the human mind can stand just so much. That's Dr. Weston's last fear for Penny. The danger now is mental. And we have to be her doctors and nurses and her medicine. Hello, Penny.
Hello, Mother.
Well, I understand you were walking around a little bit this morning.
A very little bit. It was a lot more of it than I thought it would be.
Well, in a week or two, you won't find it so difficult. I just talked to Dr. Weston, darling. It's definite. You're going home tomorrow. Oh, you're not too happy about going home, are you, Penny?
You'd think there was something wrong with me if I weren't happy about it, wouldn't you?
Darling, you mustn't feel that way.
Mother, I'm afraid. You don't know what's going on in my mind. You have no idea. And I guess I don't know how to describe it. I'll have to go home, Mother, because I have no other place to go to, but I don't know how long I'll be able to stand it.
Penny Gibbs now faces the greatest ordeal of her life. How will she react to the heartbreaking memories of Barry Carlton when she returns to Rossville? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB! KCB! KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's your last chance. The great Kroger hot dated coffee contest ends at midnight tonight. So hurry, hurry. See if you can win a big, luxurious Hudson sedan, an Alaska sealskin fur coat valued at $1,400, a Westinghouse laundromat, roaster, or adjust-o-matic iron. In five weekly contests, Kroger is awarding 1,160 prizes, and the final week's contest closes at midnight tonight. Get your entry blank with full details at your Kroger store and enter now. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.